like Jesus. I want to trust him more.
Come on, clap your hands.
Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 say, you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Well, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, all my soul and all within me, bless the Lord and forget not all his benefits towards me. Come on, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. You know, God is worthy to be praised. He's a good God. Come on here. He woke you up this morning, started you on your way. Glory to God. Clothed you in your right mind. You got a mind to run on. Run on and see what the end gonna be. He ain't brought you out here this far. It's time to launch out into the deep, eat much the more. Get away from around the shores and launch out into the deep. Trust in the Lord. God is good. Why don't you taste and see how good God is, to get hungry and thirsty, amen, after the righteousness of God, that thou shalt be filled. We thank you this morning for allowing us to come into your homes, allowing us to come into your car, wherever you may be at this morning. God want to meet you right where you at the point of attack, whatever you're going through. Glory to God. And we thank you for our radio listening audience. I count it as an honor and a privilege for your ears to be able to hear what God is saying here in this hour, what we're going through here in this perilous times. I thank God this morning for our program director, amen, the voice of Hidden Places, amen, Sister Karen Hubbard. I thank her for her diligence, amen, and how she continued to press her way on. Thank God for her. Thank God, amen, for WCNO 89.9 FM, the whole entire team. They have a beautiful staff here. Glory to God, and they allow us to come in here, amen, to be able to get the word of the Lord out, amen, unto people that needs to hear the word of God, for we can be able to be obedient unto God and to walk in the statutes and the righteousness and the holiness of God. Glory to God. This have been a time of jubilee and a time of rejoicing in the Lord. We are coming out of a revival. Glory to God. And Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, 2907 Avenue S, where no other, the overseer, Mother Dorothy Gordon, amen, pastor, amen, leadership, amen, Harriet Gordon, shepherd, amen, of the house of God, over there on 2907 Avenue S, and just had a glorious and a wonderful and a delightful time in God for the last three nights. We was over there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night of this week. We had a presentation over the air, and I was hoping that it'll get out and that you can come over there and fellowship and rejoice in the Lord. And I just want to say that this church, glory to God, we had such an amazing time, amen, in the hand of God, move, glory to God, and just rejoicing in the time, amen, of the acceptable year of the Lord and the revival is set up. And if you had a definition for a revival, is to renew your faith in God, to renew your relationship with God, to get a closer walk with him, to get deeper with God. Amen. Because a lot of times we grow stale sometimes. And sometimes we need to be reminded of the goodness of God. You know, folks forget about, amen, the goodness of God. Sometimes they forget about where God had brought them from when they was at a low point in their life. And they're so excited once God had brought them over into a place. But afterwards, they go back to their old ways. God say, not so. Not so. We need to always continue to write it down. Glory to God. We always need to remember what the Lord, amen, have brought us from. I reminded that when Joshua crossed over into, amen, the land, flowing with milk and honey, the Jordan River. He sat there and he did a monument unto the Lord, and he wrote with stones, the 12 stones of the tribe of Israel, amen, as a memorial, as a remembrance, amen, that God have brought them all through the wilderness. Glory to God. Just like the manna, how God had fed the people with manna in the wilderness. Glory to God. And he told them, said that this manna is for you to eat one day, and then after that day, you throw it away, because God going to make some new manna. But the people of Israel, the children of Israel, they tried to keep their manna. And Moses told them to throw it away, because Moses and God had the relationship with one another. God ain't talking to nobody else but Moses. He was the mediator right there, because he was called and he was anointed and he was appointed, amen, by God. Glory to God. But we have to be able to trust God, amen. And that displeased God, because God wants us to know who he is in our life and trust him with everything, every obstacle that comes our way, our finances, everything, amen, that you desire, amen. God wants you to give it to him, and he going to lead you and guide you, amen. So I can't say enough about the church over there. And my prayer is, amen, that you will go in fellowship, amen, with the people of God at the Tabernacle Church of Deliverance. Amen. This is a very historical church, sanctified folk, amen, full of fire, the Holy Ghost, amen, a foot stomping, hand clapping church, amen, a church that don't quench the Spirit of God. See, when the Spirit of God come into the building, come on, the anointing. Amen. The anointing, it arrives with the anointing. Amen. And you just can't help yourself. Come on here. You begin to praise and worship God and lift up the name of Jesus. And that's the only name that we ought to be lifting up now, is the name of the Lord. The Lord want to take you somewhere that you ain't never been before. Glory to God. Lead you, guide you, direct you, walk in the purpose of God, walk in the divine destiny of God, walk in your identity of God. So many folks is lost right now today, and don't know which way they should go. Glory to God. And they want to reach out to the Lord, but Satan got you bound. He got you in fear. Trust in the Lord, friend, today. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you one more time, oh God, as we come before you. Lord, we count it as an honor and a privilege, oh Lord, to be able to stand in your presence. Oh Lord, that the words that we speak with our mouth, that they will be acceptable unto you, O God, that you would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. O God, that we might glorify you, Lord, that we may, O God, magnify you, O God, that we may allow you to purify our hearts and drive out all impurities with being fire baptized, oh God. Lord, we come, oh Lord, not knowing which way we shall take this morning. Somebody out there listening right now, oh God, they're crying out to you now, oh Lord, and they looking for a way of an escape. They looking for a sense of peace in their life, oh Lord, and their mind is in a place of a dry land, oh God. Lord, we ask now by your divine intervention that you will interact, oh God, come into their being, oh God. But at the same time, oh God, we have to allow you to come in today. The Lord said, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And he'll come in and he'll sup with you, fellowship with you. Glory to God, to give you the peace. And God, you always give us that peace that surpasses all understanding. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the people of God. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the Holy Ghost. God, we thank you for the revival on this week, O God. Lord, I thank you, oh God, for Lively Stones Ministry. Oh, Lord, I thank you, God, for the opportunity, oh God, that you have put before me. Oh, Lord, that we went over there, God, we didn't know how you was going to move. This is the beautiful thing about God. You don't know what's going to take place. But God said, I'll put the words in your mouth. Friend, God will put the words in your mouth. He'll put his spirit inside of you, and may you wax strong in the Lord. Amen. Have no fear. God is in control of everything. He sits high and look low, and he's still on the throne right now. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The Bible souls declare Hebrews 4 and 16. Let us come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need, in the time of when we're going through something in our life. And we all going through something right now. Somebody tell you they ain't going through nothing, amen, in their life. You need to check yourself, amen, because when we're on this Christian journey, there's obstacles on every side, amen. And ain't nobody mad but Satan. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Glory to God, because he wanna pull you back and remind you of your past, of your shame and your guilt and what you done been through in your life. See, because he know how good God is, because he was once there. Glory to God. But he wanted to take over. Glory to God. See, you don't exalt yourself or exalt yourself over God. See, God is the supreme justice here, the sovereignty, amen. And he ruled. He must know the stars, and he created the stars and called them by name as he created the stars. He told Abraham, he said that as you look up in the sky, and if you can name all them stars, that's how far I'm going to bless every nation after you. And whosoever, glory to God, curse him shall be cursed. And whosoever bless him shall be blessed. Amen. The father of all nations. And I'm going to make you a blessing. And through your seed, you're going to be blessed. Glory to God. Handed down 42 generations. From Abraham to King David, 14 generations. From King David to Babylon, 14 generations. And from Babylon to carrying away of Babylon, come on here, Jesus Christ. Set the stage for righteousness and holiness. Amen. For we can have an advocate through God, who was the propitiation of all our sins, not for just our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Glory to God. And by knowing this, amen, that God want to intervene in your life this morning, and God's plan for your life is for you to be victorious. God's plan for your life to live a blessings of reservoir. When you begin to think about a blessings of reservoir, you begin to think about a waterfall. And as you look at Niagara Falls, and it flows down, such a beautiful sight. This is your blessings flowing down. And it continues to overflow and overflow and overflow. The Bible souls declare in Proverbs 16, that 16th chapter, verse 7, when a man ways, please the Lord, saith God, he'll make even much his enemies to be at peace with him. He'll make your enemies to behave themselves. Come on here. We talking about the all-knowing, all-powerful God. There's no power but of God. And the power that be is ordained by God. And if that same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwelleth in you, let this ring and rule in your mortal bodies, that we'll take off more and we'll put on immortality. God intended for you to praise him, friend. He attended when he created Adam in the garden, that God created the world within 6 days. Glory to God. And he rested on his last day. But on the Sabbath day, God looked at everything that he created, and God said that it was not only good, he said that it was very good. Praise the Lord. You know, I just feel the, you know, I'm on a spiritual high now, coming off this revival, and I just feel so good in my spirit. And when you in tune with God, and when you get ignited with God, and when you just you and God communion. See, you take yourself in a place, and you see holiness without no man should see the Lord, and also sanctification to be set apart, and you have to go into a solitary place at times to get information from God, if you would. You have to go into a what you would call a conference at times. Some go into a conference and they come out with a subtle agreement, and they negotiate things. And this conference is private. Some folks, you ain't got no business in this conference, because it's a unauthorized area for such a one at times. And that's how God is with us. We go in, we talk to the Lord, and we explain to God what's going on, amen, within us, which he already knows. And then God give us instructions on the day and how we shall carry ourselves and what we should do, and good God Almighty, what we shall say. Because of the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart may be acceptable in thy sight. Glory to God. Acceptable. Why? Because God hath given us a kingdom that which cannot be moved. You have a kingdom, friend, that cannot be shaken. The foundation of your kingdom is going to stand, because it's founded upon a what? It's founded upon a rock. Mm-hmm. And when you begin to think about a rock, a solid rock, you begin to think about a stone. It's all significant throughout the Bible, with the stone. When Jesus was betrayed over into the hands of sinners, and when he had died, they crucified our Lord, and they put him in a place, in a tomb, and a stone had to be removed from him. Glory to God. But the stone couldn't hold him down. And he was the same stone which the builders rejected, that he also became the chief cornerstone. Come on here. And as he became the chief cornerstone, glory to God, he allowed us to be as a lively stone, a living stone. Amen. Disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God. And this is why I stopped by the radio station over here this morning, to tell somebody that you are a living stone, that you are set in a place, and that you have a calling upon your life. And it's time for you to answer the call. See, some folk running away from the call because they have not decided to turn their life over to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long shall you be caught in between two opinions? How long? How long? How long? How long? Let the God that answer by fire, let him be God. See, Elijah said, I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the name of God, save God. I will call upon I am. I will call upon him and him being crucified. I will call upon him that there's no God that can do the things that my God can do. I will call upon him that God never lost a battle and never lost a war. Let God be God, and let his enemies be scattered. See, there's no other name that's given under heaven unto men whereby we must be saved and to come into a holy calling. And some have denied their way. Some is in a place of apostasy now. Apostasy, that word mean that you're turning away from the faith of God. A lot of folks turn away from God these days. And they're going about establishing their own righteousness and doing their own thing. Could be greed, money, self-pride, which is an abomination unto the Lord. God give grace unto the humble. But unto the pride, God despise them. God's going to get the glory. Glory to God. The Bible souls declare in Genesis, that third chapter, verse 22. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, and to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God has sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. As we look at the text, we look at God, amen, loved it, man, because everything was created for man already. And God, amen, brought Adam forth, blew the breath of life into Adam, and Adam became a living soul, formed man from the dust of the ground. But everything was already prepared for Adam and already ready for Adam. And he brought everything unto Adam to see what Adam would name him, the fowls of the air, the beasts of the field, the cattle, everything, glory to God. He much brought the woman unto Adam as well, caused a deep sleep to go upon Adam, and took the woman and took Adam rib and made woman and brought it unto Adam. And Adam began to say that this is woman. She had been taken from man. Bones of my bones, flesh of my flesh. You know, this is a high prestigious honor. And it pleased God at this time to make man, glory to God. And man was up under the jurisdiction of God as a bubble, as a force field, if you would. Amen. And he was highly favored of God. But God say, but the tree that sits in the midst of the garden, the tree that's from knowledge, good and evil, do not eat from this tree. For the day you eat of this tree, thou shalt surely die. And this is what happened. The trust, the fellowship that God had established with man was broken. And it set the stage for us to get back at a place that we can know who God is in our life. For one man, disobedience and wandering around to the righteous of one, being obedient, brought us back unto the Lord. And as we back with the Lord, we confessing our sins and our faults before God, because the Bible souls declare, whosoever confess their sins, he's faithful and just to forgive them of all these sins and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness. See, sin is a reproach to any people, but righteousness exalteth a nation, and sin will terrify you. Sin will have you gone down the river out of control without a paddle. And God can't dwell in sin. So except man take of the tree of life, because he had become as one of us, knowing good and evil. See, only thing you know as you being in God is to know good. And to overcome good with evil. But we're living in a time now where people is calling evil good. And right or wrong, and wrong is all right. Not so, saith God. There shall be a way there and a highway, and it shall be called the way of holiness and the unclean shall not pass over it. Come on here. There's no anointing of the anointing of Jesus Christ. The Bible souls declare that you need no man that teaches you the anointing. But the same anointing that abides in Jesus Christ, and as you lift him up and praise him, how God have anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing them that was oppressed of the devil. For God was with him, the anointing, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Can any good thing come up out of Nazareth? Friend, could any good thing come where you're sitting in your seat right now? Can any good thing come from your belief or your disbelief that who you are right now? You got to have faith to please God. For by faith you are saved. Not of yourself, but it is the gift of God. Not of works. You can't work for it. Lest any man should boast. The grace of God. The inclination of God. The ruminating of God. Meditating on God's word. The inclination of God. Meaning that I got a mind to want to praise God. A tendency to praise God. That I don't feel good unless I pray before I leave my house. That everything revolves around God. The Bible souls declare in Romans the 10th chapter, verse 1, my prayer for Israel is that they might be saved, for they have a zeal for God, but not according to righteousness. See, you have a zeal, meaning you know God. You know of God. But you don't know God. You're not ready to surrender it all over to him. There's a song they sing, surrender, I surrender all. All to Jesus. Give it up all to Jesus. Give up everything. Can't look back. As Lot's wife looked back and turned into a pillar. God had saw enough. Can you bring 10 righteous folk? You didn't even much have 10 righteous folk in the city. But Abraham interceded. I see our time have come and gone in this hour. And if you're not doing anything, friend, come to the house of the Lord, Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, where the overseer is no other than Mother Dorothy Gordon and Pastor Harriet Gordon. These folks praise God. And they don't hold back. They let the Lord have his way. Yokes is being destroyed as you enter into new. And the word of God is being brought forth. And life is being transformed and changed. Glory to God. I encourage somebody. 2907 Avenue S in Fort Pierce. Amen. Glory to God. If you come, you want to have a good time, a high time in the God. Yes, sir. And that's what we had, a high time in the Lord. And I'm still on a spiritual high. Come on here. Praise the Lord. See, some folk that wouldn't done something last night. See? And you know, a lot of times folk, when they're going through something in their life, come on here. When the devil got you deceived, you want to drown yourself in sorrow through an alcohol bottle. No, sir. Get to know God now, friend. Time is not on your side. You think you got time? No, sir. I'm going to come to the house of God when it's convenient for me. The night is far spent, but the day is at hand. Cast off the work of God and let us put on the armor of light. Yes, sir. In Jesus' name, Lively Stones Ministry with the minister Ezekiel Jones, Tabernacle Church of Deliverance. Praise God. God bless you. We love you this morning.
God.
thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.